Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 4, we studied that it teaches the importance of being at home in Christ and His Word being at home in us. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And when the earth shall crumble,
I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In John chapter 15, verse 7, Jesus said, "If ye abide in me," now that speaks of your prayer life, okay, "and my words," notice words plural, because every word of God is from God, every word of God is pure, and every word of God is preserved. And so he says, "and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." Now that two-letter word at the beginning of the verse, "if," in John 15:7, "if" is important because that means it's a condition. If ye abide in me, you're in prayer, you meditate in the things of the Lord, and His words abide in you. Do you know what that word abide means? It means to be at home. Now, I could walk into some of your homes, knock on your door, and you'd invite me in, but I wouldn't walk back and open the refrigerator and start looking for things, and I wouldn't get into your closets and dresser drawers and other things around there and just start getting into whatever is around there that I was interested in. No, I wouldn't do that because I would not be at home there, although I would be visiting there. Now, my home, I might go to the refrigerator, and if the wife is not looking, I might see the jug of water and just tip the jug there without getting the glass down. If I get caught, I'm in trouble. But nonetheless, I might get a drink of water, or I might get something else out of there, and it really is just kind of my thing, whatever I want to do in there. It's our house. I'm at home there. If I want to take my shoes off, that's fine. If I just want to sit back and unbutton my shirt and just rest real easily, that is great. If I put my feet up in the furniture, that is great. Those are things I wouldn't do in your home because I would not be at home there. But in my house, I can do it. Now, is the Word of God at home in your heart? In other words, His words abiding in you, they direct your life. So it sees a part of your life that it wants to put its feet on. And it wants to bruise the head of Satan in that part of your heart. And there are other things that it wants to do. Are His words abiding in you? You see, if we abide in Him, prayer, and His words abide in us, the Word of God, obedience, then is when we ask. And then is when it is done. Have you ever heard someone say, "I prayed about it, and God didn't answer my prayer"? Or they do something you know is wrong, and they simply say, "Well, I prayed about it." That is the problem. Many times, we do not get things we pray for because we ask selfishly for things for our pleasure, be it luxury, satisfaction, revenge, finances, or just getting our way, self-promotion. Again, the prayer is seeking our will, not God's will. And when our prayer is wrong, my friend, our whole Christian life is wrong. Now, I'm going to repeat that. When our prayer or our praying is wrong, our whole Christian life is wrong. Do not use prayer as a cloak to hide your true desires. Prayer is not to get man's will done in heaven. Rather, it's to get God's will done on earth. Too often, we think in present terms instead of eternal terms And as a result, it affects right praying. We must be careful in regard to the meaning of the word lust in the New Testament. It does not necessarily mean anything that is vicious, crude, or vulgar. Sin can be very refined, educated, sophisticated, and civilized. Friend, you need to learn the devil's just as much at home in tuxedo and tails as he is in blue jeans and beads. And so we must learn that sin isn't just what men consider vile and vicious and crude and vulgar. God's will may be the opposite of what we desire. If being in God's will would mean that we were going to be sick, lose a leg, or even die, His will for us would be right. Is not being in His will more important than health or life? I often tell people that we put such an emphasis on healing, and yet I find that everyone that Jesus Himself healed during His ministry here on earth, every one of those people died later. How many times have I, as a pastor, come across people that we've prayed for, and God has miraculously spared their life and healed them, and they're back in the world. They're back into their sin. And I am more and more aware each and every day that when Jesus said to the man through Abraham that was in Hades, and He said to the rich man down there, that the rich man's brothers would not believe though one rose from the dead. Friend, I've seen God do great things, and people go for a short time like the seed planted on the rock, and then when the sun of affliction comes up, they wilt and they die, and they leave the will of God. And my friend, understand, if you have a real relationship, commitment, and love for God, it will be tried. Hodges, in his lectures on James, has the following to say on verse 3. Even when they did ask, their prayers went unanswered because they sought personal gratification, disregarding God's will. What a picture of the lustful heart tossed about and buffeted on the sea of his own selfish desires, committing murder in his heart attitude, jealous and contentious, forgetting to pray except only to pray amiss. Always and ever unrestful and unsatisfied. Dr. Hodges is right on. Now we go on to verse 4. He says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. That's pretty clear. We need to think of what it's saying there. Now, let me put it in these terms. Imagine that I say your mother is an adulteress. And yet you know that she is a good Christian woman. And so because I state your mother's name and I say she's an adulteress, she's no good, she's a lady of the street, and I just say all kind of terrible things about her, you're ready to knock me into next month, if not into eternity. Well, in this passage, God calls the Christian who has friendship with the world an adulterer or adulteress. And my friend, that is strong language, and it is the stance of the one before whom we will appear at the judgment seat of Christ. And that language is stronger than if I accused your saintly mother. Friendship with the world makes God consider you His enemy. Now, friend, you better think on that. friendship with the world makes God consider you or me his enemy. We need to see what several different sources say on this passage. The Liberty Bible commentary says, "It is not more right for a Christian to love both God and the world than for a man to have two wives." Now, we think it's not as bad for a Christian to love both God and the world as it is for a man to have two wives. But my friend, if you read the Bible through, you'll find many men that had more than one wife. But their real trouble came when they had a greater love for the world. McGee says, "Because we are willing to compromise with the world in order to attain our goals, James calls us adulterers and adulteresses." The Defender's Bible Study Notes states this: "Compromising with the present world system, whether in philosophy, dress, or behavior, is surely one of the most prevalent characteristics of modern Christianity, even evangelicalism. This indictment of such compromise," that is the indictment by calling it adultery, "urgently needs emphasized today." Okay? Again, the indictment, and the indictment is, he calls it adultery, to compromise with the world in our Christian life. We need to earnestly emphasize that today. Warren Wiersbe states, "How does a believer declare war against God? By being friendly with God's enemies. Three enemies that we must not fraternize with if we want to be at peace with God are the world," verse 4, "the flesh," verses 1 and 5, "and the devil," verses 6 and 7 in this passage. Lehman Strauss states, "The Christian who turns from Christ and his church to seek pleasure and satisfaction at the cisterns of this world are like unfaithful women who leave their husbands to seek sensual pleasure with other men." Let me say that again, because too many churches today, as well as individual Christians, starting to bring, for example, rock in their church, rock music, and only put Christian words to it. There are people dressing in a way that is very sexually provocative, but saying, "Well, you know, it's we've got liberty." And they try to apply something from the Word of God to it, which does not apply. And on we could go about these different things. And what Lehman Strauss is saying, the Christian who turns from Christ and his church to seek pleasure and satisfaction at the cisterns of the world are like unfaithful women who leave their husbands to seek sensual pleasure with other men. Matthew Henry, in his commentary, states, "It is constructive treason and rebellion against God to set the world upon his throne in our hearts." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.